18年能让什么发生？
What can 18 years bring?
从2008年到2026年。
From 2008 to 2026.
18年的时间。
18 years.
养个孩子都成年了。
My child is already an adult.
那是一个一切都在加速的世界。
It's a world where everything is accelerating.
但今天我只想让大家停下来。
But today, I just want everyone to stop.
回头看，看一个十八年前。
Look back at 18 years ago.
简简单单，纯真的笑脸。
Simple and genuine smile.
那是 iPhone girl， 你还记得他吗？
Does the iPhone girl remember him?
他的故事开始于一次美丽的错误。
His story began with a beautiful smile.
2008年8月
August 2008.
也就是在这一天。
That is on that day.
一个名叫 Mark 的男人
A man named Mark
在英国激活了他
Activated in the UK.
他刚买的 iPhone 3G 在那个时代
He just bought a new iPhone 3G, which was a cutting-edge device at the time.
这可是最顶尖的科技结晶。
This is the most top-notch technological achievement.
但当他打开手机照片库时
But when he opened the photo album on his phone,
他惊呆了。
He was stunned.
里面已经有了照片。
There are already photos inside.
他把这些照片发到了 Mac Rumors 论坛上。
He posted these photos on the Mac Rumors forum.
当年的网友留言。
The comments from the netizens back then.
那是多么真实呀。
That's so real.
有人担心他会被解雇。
He is worried that he will be fired.
有人开玩笑说。
Someone joked that.
他的牙齿真直。
His teeth are so straight.
有人甚至在讨论这张照片。
Some people are even discussing this photo.
质量太高。
Too high quality.
不可能是偷拍。
It cannot be a case of blackmail.
那是那个年代最本真的互联网呼吸。
That was the most authentic internet experience of that era.
那个女孩她的名字叫马秋霞。
The girl's name is Mark Kixier.
那时只有19岁，来自贵州。
Then I was 19 years old and came from Gizhou.
在深圳的富士康流水线上。
On the assembly line of Foxconn in Shenzhen.
他在测试手机功能时。
While testing the phone's functionality.
随手拍下了一张照片。
Took a snapshot.
却忘记删除。他怎么也想不到。
But he forgot to delete it, which was beyond his wildest imagination.
这次偶然会让他成为全球的焦点。
This accidental encounter will make him a global star.
时间的强大不仅在于飞逝。
The power of time is not only in its absence,
也在于它能改变叙事。
This is also about his ability to change the narrative.
富士康最初想惩罚他的。
Initially, Foxconn wanted to punish him.
毕竟这是一个流水线。
After all, it's a production line.
是追求完美的机器。
It is a machine that pursues perfection.
但苹果意识到这个笑脸的力量。
However, Apple realized the power of the smiley face.
苹果认为。
Apple believes that.
与其斥巨资邀请明星代言，这样一个真实未经修饰的纯真笑脸。
Instead of spending a lot of money to invite celebrities to endorse, which is a genuine and unedited smile,
反倒更具打动人心的力量。
Instead, it has a more moving power.
堪称最天然的全球广告。
The most natural global advertisement.
这个美丽的错误成了跨越国界的情感连接。
This beautiful mistake transcends borders.
也就是在差不多的时间。
It's about the same time.
两三年前吧。
Two or three years ago.
05年左右。
Around the early 2000s.
另一家科技巨头联盟想也发生了一个类似的事件。
Another tech giant Alliance also experienced a similar incident.
但他们的做法截然不同。
But their approaches were completely different.
他们解雇了员工，处罚了县长。
They fired employees and reprimanded the county mayor.
这就是留下了一个发人深省的问题。
This leads a thought-provoking question.
你同意谁的做法？是苹果的人性化？
Do you agree that Apple's approach is humanizing?
还是联想的规则至上？
Is it based on the rules of association?
有人说，
Some say,
如果她不是个美女，
If he wasn't a beauty,
富士康，
Foxconn,
可能早就起诉了。各位网友，
I think I might have already sued you all.
有你们怎么看？
How do you think?
而那个女孩后来的命运也同样让人感慨。
And the girl's subsequent fate was equally touching.
她拒绝了采访和代言。
She refused the interview and endorsement.
而是回到了老家，结婚生子，和丈夫开了一家小超市。
Instead, he returned to his hometown to get married, have children, and run a small grocery store with his husband.
过上了最普通、最平静的生活。
Lived the most ordinary and peaceful life.
他们又被成名改变。
They were also changed by fame.
这同样是一种力量。
This is also a kind of power.
最神奇的是，
The most amazing thing is,
当年那个论坛帖子到现在依然还在。
The forum post from years ago is still there.
这是一个时光胶囊。
This is a time capsule.
我把它留在这。
I'll leave it here.
如果你感兴趣，
If you are interested,
可以去看看那个时代的呼吸。
Go and experience the breath of that era.
18年过去了。
18 years have passed.
技术飞速迭代。
Rapid technological iteration.
但这个未经修饰的笑脸。
But this raw, unadorned smile.
这纯真的温柔依然能打动你吗？
Can this innocence still touch you?
回头看18年前。
Looking back at 18 years ago.
网友们的留言。
Netizens comments.
你是否有什么感觉？
Do you feel anything?
感叹时间的强大。
Expressing the power of time.
也感叹人性的美。
Also, I was impressed by the beauty of human nature.
你好，在冰冷的流水线。
Fortunately, the cold conveyor belt.
冰冷的零件中，注入名为真实的人文温度。
Infuse the cold parts with the true human temperature.
这才是最能打动人心的地方。
This is the most touching part.